I'm a teacher.
I'm a researcher.
I'm a mother.
I'm a lawyer.
And I believe in acting kindly toward you because you are...
A Muslim lady.
You are very special. There's no one just like you.
From Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
You are very special. And I'm so glad you're mine.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Dear listeners, thank you so very much for joining us on today's brand new episode of Muslim Lady. I am joined by my special guest and awesome sister, Sister Razia Shamili. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam, my more dear sister and friend, Sister Zainab. I'm really, really, really happy. I'm actually looking forward to the meetings that we have.
You always find a new approach toward ordinary, everyday topics.
That's very kind of you.
During these last few episodes of Muslim Lady, we've been talking about tips and hacks in order to help young wives and husbands in their intimate relationships with one another, help them prepare for pregnancy and reproducing healthy, intelligent, spiritual, and sound-minded little Muslims to increase the nation of our beloved Prophet, inshallah ta'ala. And lately, we've been discussing the sensitive topic of impotency, the solutions, the really easy, off-the-counter, homemade remedy solutions that our brothers out there can refer to. So, Sister Razia, you told us about a few drinks and pastes and oils that they can apply.
Also, cleanliness, hygiene of
yes,
the body.
Yes, very important.
The excess
this
of
is
hair
something that people
do.
Neglect because our Prophet was known for smelling good.
One third of his income, he spent it on perfumes.
Exactly. Or people would know that he was in a place mm-hmm. from the smell the fragrance he'd leave behind.
Exactly. And also, I remember when Lady Fatima, salamullah alayha, was getting married, the noble prophet spent a considerable amount of money to buy perfume for Lady Fatima
Mashallah.
For her wedding, right?
Exactly.
So it's really important for men and women to keep into account points about hygiene, mm-hmm. personal self-care, and in addition to that, not only to be clean and to, you know,
well
to smell
burned,
like soap,
yeah.
but also to smell like perfume.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. And we talked about one very good Islamic way of getting rid of excessive hair, which was through depilatory powders, which include orpiment and lime. But these two chemicals uh-huh. in it purifies the body of poisons and of the toxicants
toxin, yeah.
that are inside the body.
Right.
Imam Ali alayhi salam says that if you get rid of your armpit hair, you will have less bad smell.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam cared about these little details of his Shias.
Exactly.
Like a father. Just like a father.
Just like a father.
It's
things
beautiful.
That the Muslim nation in many Middle Eastern countries and non-Middle Eastern countries are neglecting. And, you know, they just think that...
It's material things.
Yeah.
Dunya.
We are very deeply involved with other more important spiritual aspects,
yeah.
whereas these are as important, right?
Exactly.
I said that in the previous program that according to the noble prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, two things should a man do if he's a bachelor. First, fast a lot, and two, not get rid of his excessive
right.
body hair. Also, according to a hadith from Ali alayhi salam, the commander of the faithful, he says when you use this depilatory powders, it takes away grief, stress, and anxiety from
Mashallah.
You. Isn't that? So the next topic that we want to talk about that is also with regards to a men's reproductive system
uh-huh.
is certain points that we would like to mention, like causes of these problems and solutions to these problems, right? Which play an important effect in infertility of men.
Right.
Right? So this topic that we're going to talk about specifically talks about infections or swelling in the male reproductive organ.
Mm.
Also, swellings are infection in the urinary tract infection. So we are not doctors here. We're not GPs here, right? But for the general health of the male's reproductive system, certain very easy off-the-counter remedies are suggested that they can use. One of which is hollyhocks.
What's that?
It's a kind of flower herb.
Okay.
Right? They can make a kind of drink out of it and use it every day, which helps them with the urinary infection that they have, urinary tract infection.
Right.
So how they, what they
Unless, I mean, it's really severe, probably should go to your doctor.
Besides, yeah, of course, you have to refer to the doctor. But besides the medical medicine that you take, you can also use these traditional herbs.
Actually, one of the causes of impotency is anxiety and stress.
So one of the most important factors for a woman to reach the climax in a relationship, in an intimate relationship, is her psychological state.
Exactly.
If all the other factors are great, but she has stress or she's not happy with her spousal relationship and she's upset about something with regards to her husband or her life or her work or her studies or whatever, it will prevent her from reaching that stage.
Yeah. We're going to be back after a short message, so don't go anywhere.
This is IRIB English Radio. You're listening to Muslim Lady.
We're back here in the studio and I have Sister Razia Shamini with me and we're discussing fundamental topics regarding happy marriage, pre-pregnancy preparations and
impotency. If the man has a lot of stress from
a lot
work,
on his mind, a lot he's of preoccupied,
exactly.
something's eating him up at the inside.
He will have
yeah,
impotency.
Obviously. Well, and it's still ironic to me because on one hand, these intimate relationships with the spouse is a stress relief. And on the other hand, if you have too much stress, you can't have a healthy. So it's a balance, an equilibrium that we have to maintain in our lives.
Exactly. That is why the Noble Prophet divided his day into three portions and he attended to three different needs of his soul and body.
Yep.
One for the worship of God, one for himself, and one for his family, if I'm not mistaken. Right? You know, in other words, the point is that going into extremes or becoming a workaholic or paying too much attention to the material aspect of your life, not having a balance in life will create some problems for you that you will get into a very miserable cycle.
Definitely.
Corrupted cycle that you get, you know, you have too much stress on your mind, then you can't have an intimate relationship with your wife, then you will start having arguments and conflicts,
then
you will not have any
stress.
Yeah, it will add to your stress and this you will lose
cycle.
Your
exactly. You'll lose everything.
Your marriage, your relationship.
Right. I think it's important that from at a certain point, like especially for the gentlemen or even if the women are working, when you reach the threshold of your home, leave whatever happened behind you. Don't bring the office to the house.
Very good.
Just forget whatever happened. You can think about it tomorrow morning when you go back to the office. When you reach your house, when you open the door, and when you greet your family, you're a new person.
Exactly. This is mindfulness.
Yeah.
To live in the present moment, to live the now. Not to be concerned with the past, not to be over anxious about the future, but to take benefit of the now and present,
exactly.
Right?
And Imam Ali alayhi salam, he tells us so much about this. Mm-hmm. He's constantly emphasizing on the fact that you should let go of your past, holding on to it is just going to disrupt your future. Don't think about the future because you have to have tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He'll provide for you. He'll take care of you. He was there before you were. Just stay with the now. This is all you have. The past is gone. The future might never come. Right? And right now is literally all that matters because it's literally all that exists. And we got to be more mindful of that. I'm constantly like thinking, oh, I shouldn't have said that, or like, what am I going to eat?
But you know, it's just a matter of practice of the mind.
Definitely.
Right? They say that just as our bodies have muscles, and if you want to be an athletic person, you have to
train it.
Train it. You train the muscles of your brain,
definitely,
of your mind, right? And I remember traveling to the UK a couple of years ago, and we went to a family, we visited a family, and at the entrance of their door, they all left their mobile phones, like 10 years ago.
Interesting.
Right. So this was a family rule done unconsciously by all of them, automatically by all of them, that you come attend to the social, to the family gathering.
Mm.
It's family time now.
Right.
You leave behind everything else behind
the
threshold
yeah,
of your,
exactly,
of your home, right? So just as we say that the home is a sanctuary, it's like a very holy place, so act like
it. Yeah, we don't observe that. We bring all sorts of nonsense into the household.
Would you bring a non-mahram to
your
house?
Exactly, a total stranger, a hitchhiker, pick them up off the street and just...
So disturbing thoughts or feelings or negative energy, they're hijackers, right?
Exactly.
Leave them behind the door.
Yep.
If you could just practice it. Anyways, one practical way of curing it, of course, if necessary, you have to see your physician. But this also very helpful hint is to use the hollyhock, to use like 2-3 spoons of that herb, and then take 1 cup of boiling water and let it brew. Drink half of it in the morning and the other half at night.
Mm-hmm.
Also washing your private part also with this mixture is also very, very helpful. One very practical
solution
is washing your part with vinegar, used for men and women. Natural vinegar.
Right, like apple cider.
Right. This is
Are we supposed to dilute it a little or just...
Yeah. For example, 1/2 cup with like in a very big pot.
Mm-hmm.
Basin. In a basin, and then you either sit in it or you wash yourself with it.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Really interesting points. I hope you guys are taking note. Even if you're not facing this problem, and I hope you never do, it raises awareness. It's really important to raise awareness regarding these matters. And I feel that especially in the Islamic society, because of certain boundaries and the modesty that we adhere. So it's really important to talk about these things in a safe and healthy environment, address them, and present solutions for them. Until another episode of Muslim Lady, I leave you all in the care and protection of the Almighty. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Who is the lover?
Allah.
Who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah.
Who is Al-Mannan?
La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. Muhammad is the messenger. To Allah is our return.
The Quran, given by God to Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his family, more than 1400 years ago, as guidance for humanity.
La ilaha illallah.
Muhammadur Rasulullah.
Quran speaks about women.
The Quran teaches the equality of men and women in the eyes of Allah.
Chapter 33, verse 35.
All praise is due to the one and only. He is the master of all creation.
Modesty and chastity are encouraged by the Quran, both for women and for men.
Chapter 24, verses 30 and 31.
He is the sustainer and the maintainer of the whole universe.
God created us from one male and one female and made us into nations and tribes so that we make to know one another, not to despise each other.
Chapter 49, verse 13.
La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, Muhammad is the messenger, to Allah is our return.
The Quran has indicated worthy women in history just as it has mentioned such men, and has commended them greatly.
Chapter 3, verse 37.
Allahu Akbar. Allah.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar.